Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories.
You can blame New York City and its sanctuary policy, so says Homeland Security Chief Kristi Noem about the suspect, an illegal, who shot a Border Patrol officer in the face in Upper Manhattan. At a news conference a short time ago, Noem announced that a second suspect is in custody.
He was detained earlier today and was brought in. It's a case that we want you to work, but he was a part of this robbery on Saturday night, and hopefully he will face full consequences for being a part of that.
The 42-year-old border officer was off duty sitting on a bench with a woman in Fort Washington Park when two suspects pulled up on a moped. The officer pulled out his service weapon. One of the suspects opened fire, hitting the agent in the face and arm. That suspect was taken into custody after checking himself into Lincoln Hospital in the Bronx. Officials say that suspect, Miguel Mora, is from the Dominican and had been ordered deported back there 2 years ago. He was wanted for a robbery and a stabbing here in New York, and also had a Massachusetts warrant for kidnapping. Mayor Adams says the suspect is exactly the type of individual the city is cooperating with the federal government to try and capture. We are going to have to break the first rule of Fight Club this morning, and yes, talk about it, because officials on Long Island have broken up a fight club in Suffolk.
13 people ages 16 to 25 are now under arrest after cops say two people were injured during a scuffle with those attending an unauthorized fight club event in Shirley. Authorities say one person had a gun, the two people were not seriously injured, and most arrested were given an appearance ticket and charged with unlawful assembly. They will face a judge at a later date. This is not the first time cops say they broke up an illegal fight club. Last month, two 19-year-olds were arrested for a similar crime in Melville, where 70 people showed up to the illegal event. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
If you ever thought about adopting a pet, now is the time. For the first time in their 30-year history, the Animal Care Centers of New York is not taking in animals because they say they are completely out of space. ACC says with 1,000 pets in their care, they are at a breaking point. A social media post says, "We are crying for help." They say if you were thinking of giving up a pet and bringing it to their shelter, please explore every other option first. Ask family or friends. Try to find another home. Animal Care Centers says it does have resources to help you with that. A man shot in the head in Crown Heights has now died, and police are calling this a homicide. 22-year-old William Blackney was critically hurt last Sunday night near Kingsborough Second Walk. He died 5 days later on Friday. A second man, 40 years old, also shot in the leg but survived. So far, no arrest, but the search is on. Police are on the hunt this morning for the vandals who struck a New York congresswoman's office.
When police arrived at AOC's Westchester Square campaign office overnight, they found the storefront splattered with red paint, along with a sign accusing the congresswoman of funding genocide in Gaza. The vandalism comes days after her vote against cutting aid to Israel's defense. In a post on X, the Democrat explained that Marjorie Taylor Greene's amendment cuts off Iron Dome capacities while allowing the actual bombs killing Palestinians to continue. She has not responded to the vandalism that occurred while the office was empty and the security gate was down. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A PSEG worker in East Rockaway dealt with a whole lot more than a gas leak. Police say a 61-year-old worker was assaulted on the job, punched repeatedly by a man who confronted him on Atlantic Avenue. The suspect, John Spears of Lynbrook, was arrested without incident, but allegedly caused more trouble at the hospital, kicking a wall and doing some damage there. PSEG says employee safety is their top priority. Spears is facing assault and criminal mischief charges. Advocates are heading back to D.C. as they continue to make sure those still suffering with health issues related to 9/11 have proper care.
Over the last 21 years, listen to this, 380 trips to Washington, D.C. for John Feel and his 9/11 advocacy team as they push this time to make sure that there's enough money for all injured and sick 9/11 responders and survivors to get the medical treatment he says they need and deserve.
This is the Corrections Act of 2025 to make sure the shortfall of the $3 billion gets added to the World Trade Center Health Program. If we don't get this bill passed by 2027, the World Trade Center Health Program will not be able to take in new clients. And we average about 1,000 people going into the program a month, about 10,000 a year.
In fact, now there are 140,000 people in the World Trade Center Health Program, and they need this funding. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
A father is now in custody after his daughter was found dead in an upstate New York kidnapping hoax. Luciano Fratolin told police Saturday that a man in a white van snatched his daughter, Melina, near Lake George, kicking off a massive Amber Alert and search. But on Sunday, police found the girl's body some 15 miles away in Ticonderoga. State police say Fratolin's timeline did not add up. He was taken into custody last night, booked at the Essex County Jail. So far, there is no word on charges or how the little girl died.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.